Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Today is September the 14th, 2015. Fantasy football waiver wire grabs for week two. All right? All your season long guys that you're running, okay? I've got an update for the DraftKings Millionaire Maker. Did you have Marcus Mariota and Kendall Wright in your Millionaire Maker lineup? Yes, I did. I hope you did too. All right, we're going to talk about some of the craziest ownership percentages you have ever heard. In fact, I can't even wait for the intro to finish. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you this right now. This is so important. At 3.8% owned in the Millionaire Maker for week one at DraftKings, a player that will blow your mind. Check my Facebook for screenshots. Ladies and gentlemen, 3.8% owned, not on an NFL team, Wes Welker. Ha! Okay. Almost 4%. Of a half a million people drafted Wes Welker into their starting lineups for the Millionaire Maker. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a free entry into week two's Millionaire Maker, because why wouldn't you if 4% of the people are not even competition? Okay. If you want a free entry into next week's game, promo code MacBizzo, MacBizzo, across 14 social networks. Subscribe on iTunes, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Added Pinterest this year. It's all at MacBizzo. All right? So we've got some super exciting stuff. So I've got some waiver wire grabs for you in standard, in PPR, okay? We're going to go through the transaction trends. I'll tell you, my guys, that you just want to forget about it, okay? Some of these guys, okay? So we'll tell you who those guys are. I want to talk about some more percentages of ownership in certain contests, okay? I actually already won 3 tickets to next week's Millionaire Maker, and it was a thrill to actually see first place in those particular challenges. And super exciting, okay? I'd like to talk about, first off, in the Millionaire Maker, a roster not of my own, Ray of Hope, playing 362 rosters, has a position 18 with an hour left to go and player minutes remaining. His current score is 194.26 points. His or her, maybe, actually. Within 16 points of first place. And he has no one above him with player minutes remaining. Why is this important? Because we're going to tell you about the roster. This week, I went Stevie Johnson over Keenan Allen. So did most of the users. 7.4% owned for Stevie Johnson. Keenan Allen, 2.1% owned. And I'm actually going to give you the top 50 scorers so far on DraftKings in this episode too. Okay, Danny Wood had 3% owned. Philip Rivers, only 1% owned. Marcus Mariota. So cool. Yes, I did. I picked Mariota and Kendall Wright as a tandem. Super exciting to be at work, helping people out and see the game on everywhere in every direction on every TV. And currently I'm located in the Pacific Northwest. So there's a lot of, I didn't watch this kid in college, but most of the people in the building did. And a lot of them chanting, Marcus, Marcus. And so I'm running around, getting people beers, having fun. That's the best way to be in this industry and spend your time at work is at a giant sports bar. Oh my gosh. Can't even tell you how much fun it is getting paid to watch the games, cheer along with other people, and have fun. And then on the side, have this hobby of fantasy football and DFS. Thank you guys so much for all the listens to the DraftKings versus FanDuel Flex show. Holy cow. Wow. I'm completely overwhelmed in gratitude. So thanks for that. Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4 first place, and the games aren't even over. Okay. So let's talk about this roster. Philip Rivers, Matt Forte, Danny Woodhead, Keenan Allen, Stevie Johnson, Jarvis Landry. Boy, was everybody sweating Landry earlier. And if you're in a league that gets credit for return yards, he got way more than the DraftKings 20.7 points. He was 19.4% owned, okay? Jason Witten is going to be having some pretty good games the rest of the season with Dez out, obviously, for a while. Okay, so we'll mention on that as we get to our waiver wire grabs here. Threw in the Dolphins defense. Now, I don't know who their flex is, and because he's got some pretty affordable people in here to lower his salary, I also mixed Matt Forte with the Mariota and Kendall Wright mix. Just exciting to see that many yards. 141 yards and 25 reception yards with 5 receptions out of Matt Forte for 30.6 points. 5.3% owned. So one of the lower owned guys, okay? Pretty cool. I'm sure, except for Keenan Allen, really on this roster is pretty much the only guy I didn't really mention throughout the past shows. But congratulations to user Ray of Hope for having an hour player time remaining and being 18th in the Millionaire Maker with no one ahead of him having any other player time remaining. Now, if we scroll down, the next person with an hour left is Hot Tub Tony 32 at position 34, okay? So let's check out his roster. His QB has not started yet. He played Amir Abdullah, who is 6% owned and put up 19.4 points. Chris Ivory, 17% owned, 23 points. Again, Keenan Allen, we talked about that, only 2.1% owned, 34.6 points. DeAndre Hopkins, 32.8 points at 3.6% owned. Again, Jarvis Landry, we talked about that. We talked about Witten. Jeremy Hill, 15.5% owned, 18.3 points. And the Jets' defense, 17 points. We'll be back after the break.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. Let's get into some week two waiver wire grabs right after I finish a couple more important stats for you from at DK Playbook. That's DraftKings Playbook on Twitter. Okay, so at DK Playbook, check it out. Current stats for the week one millionaire maker. The top 125,000 people are paid, okay? The average score, you guys, is only 85.63 points. A six-year-old kid can draft a roster that will get 85.63 points, not knowing anything about football. Now, the winning roster currently has, but remember who we just talked about, okay, that still have time remaining. Those people, those two guys are going to be sweating it out, but between, you know, am I going to get a million or 2 million bucks, you know? Wow, how exciting, okay? But the cash line is 104.4. If you have three guys fail you on your roster, you're probably going to get 104.4 points. And remember, 3.8% of a half a million people drafted Wes Welker, who isn't even on a team and is a guaranteed zero. Okay? You want free tickets to week two to play? Yeah, promo code MacBizzo. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to throw that out there for you, okay? Totally cool. Waiver wire grabs for week number two. Boy, it's always got to be some of your top people, huh? Dez Bryant, yes, foot issue. Don't expect the short side of the six-week gig, okay? Standard leagues, I like Williams. PPR leagues, I'd rather go Cole Beasley. Short-term pop part, target monster, kind of like the plays that Jarvis Landry, you know, would be filling in for. I joked about in the preseason, a roster called Receive the Johnsons, where every player scattered evenly throughout ADP with the last name Johnson could be drafted. Unfortunately, Chris Johnson and David Johnson are now on my week one waiver wire roster report because Andre Ellington, PCL, not a good thing. The MRI will be coming. This is not a short-term situation. This is a longer-term situation. And David is going to be the better guy. So like your dynasty leagues kind of thing, or your PPRs, maybe go for him. If you're just in old standard, if you're playing the old man standard, yeah. You can grab Chris Johnson. Spend a lot of your fab budget? No. Okay? If you listen to Mac Bizzle Radio, I told you preseason that every league I owned CJ Anderson in during the slight trending of Ronnie Hillman in preseason ads. captured him. Okay. So for my season-long rosters, I'm confident there. Ronnie Hillman? Yeah, already got him, dude. He's chilling on my bench. No worries. Okay. The Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blount, for me, forget about it. Okay. D'Angelo Williams, going to be irrelevant when Le'Veon Bell comes back. I'm eating crow on Benny Cunningham. What was it? 12.6 points or something like that in DraftKings. Yeah. Did I end up doing it? Yeah. Did I say pull your Benny out of your Cunningham? I did. Did he suck? Yeah. Did he get 12 points for $3,000? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yum, yum. Black feathers everywhere. Another Johnson. Duke Johnson. Dude, I'm telling you, this is the craziest team of the year. Stevie Johnson had a great game, okay? Duke Johnson, I got three Johnsons on my waiver wire report. Practically four, but I'm pretty sure if you listen to Mac Bizzo Radio and you didn't draft Stevie Johnson, dude, why weren't you listening to Mac Bizzo Radio, okay? If you didn't draft Dante Moncrief, dude, why were you not listening to Mac Bizzo Radio? If you didn't already pick up James Jones, dude, okay? If you had Allen Robinson and you didn't have Allen Hurns, dude, okay? So there's some wide receivers week two that you already need to be targeting, okay? Percy Harvin, forget about it. Brandon Coleman, if you didn't draft Brandon Coleman, dude. Marcus Wheaton, dude, did you not draft them? I was picking them up post 10, 12, 15th round. Considering at that point being drafted and having a single digit, well, you know, almost 10 points in a PPR format. I'm not worried. He paid for his value, actually. It exceeded value. I started him in a ton of leagues. Not worried about it, you know? You drafted Odell Beckham way before I drafted Marcus Wheaton. How many points did you get? Shucks. Okay, moving on. We got some other people here. Nate Washington, you might want to watch this, but the problem is Cecil Shorts, okay? Why? DeAndre Hopkins is a pretty good receiver. That's a guy I faded for all my leagues and all my daily. Oops. Did I have some great guys? Yeah. Probably wouldn't have paid, you know, that. But, I mean, I was worried about the quarterback situation. Both quarterbacks came in. He's going to get the ball. Okay. Buy low on Andrew Luck, maybe. Okay. We're going to talk about every waiver wire show. I'm going to mention same couple things, okay? A little bit about 2-for-1 trades, a little bit about streaming, and then also my 13th team defense tactics to defeat streamers, okay? So there's some wide receiver guys there for you. Let's move down. Did you not draft Tyler Eifert? By the way, Heath Miller, that's a situation where I didn't really give as much credit where credit was due. I drafted Ladarius Green in a boatload of leagues because I could come around later. Well, I mean, you're talking 14th, 15th-ish, you know, about the time I was thinking, you know, Wheaton. I usually took Wheaton right before Green. Then I come back around and pick up Gates, you know, and those were on drafts at the turn. So, Richard Rodgers, now, there's a situation that kind of sucked for daily fantasy, and Did I go for it? Yeah. Did I go for the bait? Yeah. Did my contrarian pick by building none of the Green Bay, but putting Matt Forte into a different roster, the one with Mariota and Kendall Wright, did that work out? Yeah, at least made my money back, you know, cool. I still got one to go tonight, you know, just a defense, not a power position, you know, so not a power closer. But let's talk about some QBs. So how easy could it have been for you to draft Tom Brady and still have Marcus Mariota on your bench, okay? Johnny Manziel, yeah, forget about it, okay? Look at who's out there. Bridgewater, Taylor, Marcus Mariota, okay? We told you about TT for your DFS lineups. I mean, who didn't tell you about that? Saving the money for $5,000, plugging in the points, okay? Dude, really? 3.8% of the people in the Millionaire Maker drafted Wes Welker? What the? Oh my gosh. Streaming defenses for week two. Baltimore at Oakland. St. Louis Rams at Washington. New Orleans at Tampa Bay.
Huh. Look at what Mariota did to him. Imagine what Drew Brees is going to do to him.
Kansas City at Denver, Miami at Jacksonville. Obviously, Miami was, if you're listening to MacBizzle Radio, was set up good for the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. Terrell Suggs out for the season. Okay. That's going to make it a little easier for the run game against Baltimore all season long. Okay. So I'm just throwing that out there for you, okay? Jordan Reed, kind of a forget about it thing. You know, I almost went for the Darren Fells thing, and I kind of wish I would. I was looking at the numbers there for Jermaine Gresham, and I just knew he wasn't going to be involved. So definitely player watch there. Just go back and do a little recap for you. Any of the running back, you know, Kyrie Robinson might be a good stash. Those are going to be your guys. So let's move along a little bit and talk about our transaction trends right now. Okay. And the trends will be coming from actually Yahoo. And I want to talk about a couple things for you real quick. So if this is your first time tuning in, there's a few things that I preach about in a good way so that people can understand conceptually what is going on. Percent owned in any format, like ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, okay, the percentage owned is an incredibly inaccurate number, and I'll tell you why. The amount of inactive managers is not taken into account when you hear percentage owned membership. And due to the mass, the millions, tens of millions of free leagues and all that stuff there, you have huge percentages that are just dummy leagues that just people are drafting to get their draft skills improved, and then they never play the league all year long anyway. You got tons of people that draft preseason and then never even log in again for whatever reason, in addition to what I just mentioned. So when you hear the percentages owned, the percentages don't really matter. It's kind of like basic strategy for blackjack, because a lot of that applies to fantasy football. If the dealer shows a 6 or higher, I take a card no matter what. I don't follow my intuition, just like Fantasy-O-Matic, okay? Fantasy-O-Matic told you about Kendall Wright, okay? Ranked unrealistically high comparatively to all these big names that we draft, okay? That's why I exclusively use the Fantasy-O-Matic algorithm, okay? Because it's like basic strategy for blackjack. If the dealer shows a 6 or less, I pretty much don't need to take a card. My personal twist on that is a 12. I stand no matter what. Anyway, moving back onto the fantasy football transaction trends, obviously Dante Moncrief dominating ads right now. Okay, now if your waivers are in effect, you're probably going to have to spend a little bit of money, okay? Best guy of the week, I like him over Terrence Williams, and I'll tell you why. Greg Cosell said preseason, going to have a hard time keeping Dante Moncrief off the field. Okay, that's at Greg Cosell, NFL Films. The guy's an NFL film study expert. Best on the planet. Okay? His word? Yeah, plug that into your DraftKings lineup. Ching, ching, money, money. Okay? James Jones. You already picked him up, right? Okay. Yeah, right? Hello? Okay. Did you play him in your DFS? Yeah, hell, yeah, hell yeah, okay. Austin Seferius Jenkins. People are adding him. For me, that's a game flow issue. Forget about it, okay. Owen Daniels. Did I draft him in a few leagues? Yeah, I started fading him. Forget about it, okay. Brian McManus. Oh my gosh. Talk about a kicker putting up almost superstar points. Reuben Randall. Probably can't drop him yet, but a lot of people are. So there's a spot to take advantage. Larry Donnell. A lot of people going to be dropping him. Eddie Royal. A lot of people going to be dropping him. Those are things that I'm not worried about. A lot of people dropping Beckham Green. No, I'm not going to do that yet. Okay. Let's see here. A lot of people dropping Joik Bell. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Hopefully, if you got Bell, you got Abdullah. Now, before we get into some guys, other names are going to be available for you, both in standard and PPR format. What I want to do real quick is I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the 2-for-1 trade and how important that is to you. If you are a player that streams throughout the season, particular positions, quarterback, wide receiver, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the position. If you stream players, I'm going to tell you two tactics. I'm going to tell you how to stream players most effectively. I'm going to tell you my 13th team defense strategy that defeats streamers and leaves them helpless and almost could leave them with nobody to play. They're going to end up having to grab like a Johnny Manziel and plug that guy in. Ha ha. Yeah, if I'm in your 12-team league and you stream and there's a standard waiver system where guys are stuck on waivers for 2, 3, or more days, I'm going to make 2-for-1 trades. When I send the trade offer, I'm going to tell the manager, I'll take the risk. Maybe I'm going to put some stats in there that make it look advantageous for the other manager, the same stats from the same interface that they can see, so that they know I'm not like making stuff up. I just copy and paste whatever some stats are. Hey, here's two guys for your one guy. I'll take the risk. If you've got room on your bench and you've drafted a ton of talent and you can stock a guy like Dez, especially if you got an IR spot, send out the trade offers. I'll take the risk, okay? Now, streaming, you got to, before Thursday, so like Tuesday, Wednesday, you got to pick up a guy with the most upside on Thursday. Okay? After the Thursday games are done, if he doesn't hit his upside, you drop him and you do the same thing. Okay? I will put so many guys on waivers, it's like having a 13th team in your league. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
And so we are back on Mac Bizzo Radio. I was just telling you about the 2-for-1. Okay, you make 2-for-1 trades because you get better talent that way. You can always go grab another guy off the waiver wire, package him with somebody, make another 2-for-1 trade. Once you've made 2 2-for-1 trades, your sit start decisions are incredibly less complex. You tell the other manager, I'll take the risk, okay? That's how you sell your trades. Now, if you're streaming guys, hey, do it to it. If you have a system of, you know, standard waivers, hey, you drop this guy, nobody can pick him up for 2-3+ days, okay? Once I've made 2 2-for-1 trades in my league, I've opened up sufficient slots on my bench. Before the Thursday game, I'll pick up 2 potential players or maybe a team defense or something. I'm not going to try to stop another manager from streaming kickers. I'm not going to go to that extreme. I'm going to go for the high upside guys. I'm going to plug them into my lineup before anybody else can get them. Okay? Thursday comes around. If they didn't crack their upside and turn into fantasy gold, I'm going to drop them and send them to waivers, okay? I'm going to listen to the Thursday injury reports. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to pick up any guys that potentially might start on Sunday, okay? If those guys don't start on Sunday, I'm dropping them first thing like Saturday or Sunday morning, something like that. And I'm trying to pick up somebody else with upside, okay? Now, if I've done that over a cycle of 3 times with my 2 open bench slots, I've just monopolized 6 players, almost a full starting lineup that no other manager will have access to any of those players. I've targeted all the best upside, and if I didn't keep them or have somebody else to chop off my bench, one, it gives me first pick, okay? 2, it keeps my opponents and rivals from playing them. And 3, it allows me, if they do hit their upside, I can make, guess what, another 2-for-1 trade, okay? I like to have about, you know, if you have a standard 6-person bench and I can open up 3 spots on my bench because I made 2-for-1 trades, then my sit start decisions are less complicated. I have 1 of 4 receivers and 2 running backs that are all adequate flex plays, especially if you drafted well, okay? So anyway, there's some of that scenario, and you'll hear that on Mac Bizzo Radio. So let's talk about standard leagues. I'm going to talk about some... Now, remember the disclaimer on owned percentages. Really, it only matters at the 50% mark, okay? But I'm just going to say the numbers for the sake of it here. Travis Benjamin looking kind of fast there at wide receiver. Cleveland has pretty much no talent, 1% owned. Again, we're talking standard leagues here, okay? So he actually got 3 targets and 3 receptions. So he caught everything thrown to him. A total of 89 yards and a touchdown. 1% owned, probably, something like that. I think there's enough wide receiver talent. I know at least on my, dump truck load full of leagues, I probably don't need to go get Benjamin because I already got like a James Jones and a Davante Adams or something like that, just chilling, you know, waiting to start. For some reason, I got somebody even better. Okay. Percy Harvin thing, I'm just not convinced yet. However, he did catch 5 of 5 targets. Hey, Jesus. Who would have thought? Okay. I want to talk about Eric Ebron. Actually caught 4 out of 5 targets for 53 yards and a touchdown. So that's kind of Scott Chandler territory there. And considering some other guys got moved around, I kind of like that now. Okay. 11 targets, by the way, for Dante Moncrief. Okay. What's crazy here is Nate Washington having the same amount of targets, the same amount of catches as Moncrief, but getting 105 yards out of the deal, okay? Nate Washington could be really good simply because he's playing off of a really good wide receiver one, okay? So you gotta, he's never been that guy, but you gotta plug him in and watch him because, I mean, hey, you know, in that same range there, all preseason talked about, Brandon Coleman. I'm a little worried. I didn't see the game footage yet, but 7 targets, only 4 catches, 41 yards and a touchdown. So again, about, you know, that's very serviceable. 10 points right there in a standard format. Some other people, I guess. You got to mention a couple of quarterbacks, Alex Smith. We already talked about the Marcus Mariota, you know, kind of on the DraftKings stuff. Speaking of which, I want to talk about the top 50 guys and their scores currently on DraftKings, okay? Because these guys are going to be some of the target monsters, okay? So let's talk about those guys, okay? Keenan Allen caught 15 of 17 targets for 166 yards, 34.6 DK points. Okay? Julian Edelman caught 11 of 12 for 97 yards, 21.6 DK points. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins caught 9 of 13 for 98 yards, 2 yards short of the bonus with 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion, 32.8 points. Tyler Eifert catching 9 of 12 targets for 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's Antonio Brown territory, who caught 9 for 11, 133 yards and a touchdown. Okay, 31.3 points. Tyler Eifert, 34.4 points. Look at the ownership and the salary cost between even the spread here of like Antonio Brown. So see how you're getting what you're paid for. Jarvis Landry was a little bit less. Okay, 20.7 points from Landry. Okay. You might want to start tossing a tight end in your flex position just for affordability. That might be something this year that is more of a contrarian niche. That, I mean, shoot. You could probably afford, even with the salary increase that Eifert will see this week, you could probably afford him and Kelsey. Okay? Can you imagine if you have 2 tight end positions that put up 60 points for you? Somebody built that into their roster this week. And they're at the top of the leaderboard in the Millionaire Maker. Yeah. Okay? Talk about some other target monsters here. Doug Baldwin actually got 7 catches out of 9 targets, but only 35 yards there. So that's a little dink and dunk. sneaky PPR thing, but that's only 10.5 DK points, okay? Travis Kelce, 6 out of 6 for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. Stevie Johnson, 6 out of 6 for 82 yards and a touchdown, okay? Jimmy Graham, 6 out of 8 targets for 51 yards and a touchdown. I told you, preseason long, don't be worried, don't be scared. That's 17.10 DraftKings points, serviceable numbers, okay? Let's move on, talk about some other guys here. We talked about Jarvis Landry. So Drew Brees putting up 20 DraftKings points here, along with Mark Ingram, Stevie Johnson, almost at 20, Andrew Luck and Percy Harvin, Nate Washington, Amir Abdullah, 19.4 points. Let's talk about this guy's line, okay? 7 rushing attempts for 50 yards and a touchdown. 4 targets, 4 receptions for 44 yards. Okay. That's above the likes of Jeremy Hill, who people paid a lot more for. Jeremy Hill, though, got 19 attempts and rushing for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns. Okay. Brandon Marshall, 6 out of catches out of 9 targets for 62 yards and a touchdown. Okay. Eddie Lacy, 17.9 DraftKings points, okay? Rushed 19 times for 85 yards and a touchdown. Caught 2 out of 3 passes for only 14 yards, okay? Marshawn Lynch, almost the same amount of points on DraftKings as Jimmy Graham. Rushed 18 times for 73 yards, caught 5 out of 7 passes for 31 yards. And it looks like a 2-point conversion. So that's something you got to think about this year. Okay? The 2-point conversion. Little tiny bit of upside increase. Lastly, talked about 16.2 points for Benny Cunningham. 16 rushing attempts for only 45 yards. Caught 4 to 7 passes for 77 yards. Hey. At the point when I was thinking about, hey, forget about it for him, it was just too early. The reports hadn't come out, you know? So, ladies and gentlemen, there's some Johnsons on your waiver wire report for week 2, okay? Yeah. Anything else here? You know? Let's talk about what we're going to do throughout the NFL season, okay? So on Mondays, you're going to have this kind of show where we'll do a Sunday recap of the DraftKings scores, okay? And some of the games, some of the lineups, some of the ownership. We'll talk about your waiver wire grabs for PPR and standard format, okay? And then we'll mention guys to stream, guys to pick up to block, okay? Tuesdays, we'll have another show for you to finish off the week, include any of the Monday night content and updates and player news, okay? We're going to have every week for you that DraftKings versus FanDuel Flex show. Okay, and thank you guys so much for the plays and listens. Holy cow. Subscribe on iTunes, okay? Follow on Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Shoot, add me on Facebook. You can send me questions.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Use the DraftKings referral link. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.